Watch, Flash Mob Storms, Loots Los Angeles 7-11. By Catherine Hamilton on August 19, 2022. Looters plundered the Los Angeles, California 7-11 earlier this week, in what police called a flash mob of thieves. Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD. Detectives are investigating a street takeover that resulted in a looting on August 15, 2022 at 12:40 a.m. at the intersection of Figueroa Street and El Segundo Boulevard. Motorists first filled the intersection, blocked traffic to create a pit, and proceeded to do donuts, leaving skid marks on the pavement. Then the spectators then formed a flash mob of looters and rushed a nearby 7-Eleven. Video surveillance from the store showed the looters fanning out across the store and grabbing all the snacks, drinks, cigarettes, lotto tickets, and other merchandise, according to police. Looters also vandalized the store and threw merchandise at employees. The looters then exited the store to the surrounding parking lots and streets, and quickly dispersed before police arrived. LAPD noted that the term flash mob was first used to describe a large public gathering at which people perform an unusual or seemingly random act and then disperse, typically organized by means of the internet or social media. In the latest cases, however, flash mobs have turned from fun spontaneous events to opportunistic criminal occurrences, LAPD continued. LAPD Det. Ryan Moreno told the Daily Mail said that there was no resistance and no fight put up by the 7-Eleven employees who were working at the time of the looting. The looters could face charges of grand theft, looting, and vandalism when apprehended, the report states. We really want to prevent this from becoming a new trend, Moreno added. Los Angeles has seen mass lootings before, though many suspects were released back onto the streets due to Los Angeles' former zero bail policy. Los Angeles County ended up rescinding its controversial zero bail policy as Soros-backed district attorney faced a recall effort launched in the face of soaring crime throughout LA. The recall ultimately failed after officials announced that there were not enough signatures to qualify the recall for the ballot. Observers were excluded from the count.